Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Well, here we go, Jace. Barney, we're here for our second episode. Not so feeling good today. We pumped our last episode, our first episode that you guys hopefully have heard so far, our listeners, our community. And you know, kind of what we're about with our visions and our goals with adventure and living life to the fullest. But today's a sad day for us, for our podcast at these early days or these early sessions. I'll hand it over to you, Barney.
Hey, Steve, how are you, mate?
Mate, I'm good. What's cracking?
Mate, as we were sort of talking about on the last podcast, we were off for a bit of a mate's ride after getting my license back after 6 months, getting all the boys together and going for a nice ride. And unfortunately, 2 hours into that ride, one of my mates lost his life, head-on collision with a Nissan, and tragically lost his life on the scene.
Okay.
Yeah. So, mate, lots of mixed emotions. That was Friday. Today's Sunday. Still a bit numb.
Yeah, you would be.
Highs and lows, mate. As we've all spoke, tomorrow's not promised.
Correct. So how many riders were you with?
There was 6 riders, mate, and come home with 5.
Yep. So leaving for this ride with the 6 of you, you've now got a bond of lads.
Yeah, well, there's one new rider in there, Ryan, he's now cemented in our group, mate. We'll be one of the boys forever. What you see is you wish upon no man.
No, that's right. You don't wish upon any of these tragedies in life, unfortunately. Death does happen. I don't want to be, too blunt about that because I'm speechless myself at the moment. I actually don't know what to do or what to say because it is such heartbreaking to see you sit there going through this.
Yeah, and that would be the hardest thing like I said, mate, it's early days, but the thing that's getting me through is my mates.
Yep.
That we're still talking, we're hugging, we're kissing,
yep,
fucking bawling.
And that's okay to do that. It's perfectly normal to do this.
I'm already got tears now, but it's mateship.
Yeah, 100%. So we do want to shed some light on.
So Phil. On Phil. We've always called him Phil Anal.
Phil Anal. So how did he get that name?
Mate, he was anal about anything he ever did. He was our ride organiser. He was, everything was GPS marked, everything dotted, eyed. He was, anything he ever did was through 100% at it. So it was always Phil Anal.
Phil Anal.
Phil Anal. He was anal about anything. So it's not sort of, not a funny name, but even my kids, they've known him, 18 years. My daughter, they only ever call him Phil Anal.
Yeah.
It's Phil Anal.
Yep. And you lads done a fair bit of riding together as well.
We met doing the Endeavour rallies quite a few years ago.
I'm just going to crack a can for Phil.
What is? Yeah, absolutely. Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Up your bum.
Yep.
It's so he was, mate, an electrician. He's done quite a few different things. 2 beautiful daughters left behind as well. But he loved his bangers and mash. Always had a bag.
So it was
of
a staple for him, mate, the old bangers and mash?
Mate, if we went to a pub, mate, it didn't matter what they were selling.
Yep.
It was, if it had bangers and mash on there, mate, it was straight into it.
Straight into it.
Straight into
it. And favourite beverage to go with it?
Mate, Forex Gold.
Forex Gold, the Milton Mango.
The Milton Mangoes, mate, loved those, smashed them down.
Yeah.
We had a few Friday night. Even though some of the boys didn't like him, we said, fucking suck it up. You're having a couple of fucking Milton mangoes for Phil. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, as life is, we don't know what each day is going to bring. I'm not one to really know the words to say in these circumstances, but, you know, Phil, if you're listening to us on the waves, on the airwaves and around this podcast, we're gonna actually make this one about Phil, and this podcast today is all for him.
Yep.
And I'm going to have another drink to Phil. And now today, actually, I should probably say, today's episode is actually brought to you by Malibu Passion Fruit Flavored.
Ooh, how's so that going down?
Actually, not too bad because I haven't actually cracked one yet. So I better probably should crack one while I say it because I was just cracked the.
You got to drink the lemon first.
The lemon, actually, I'll keep that one for after this one. But yeah, definitely. We'll definitely have a few bevvies here for Phil today.
Yep. Now, all I can say, mate, is hug someone that's dear to you. Let him know they're dear to you. Because literally, yeah, they could be gone.
Last episode, we talked about getting out of your head and get into the shed. This episode, definitely banking on that, but we might have to do a twist to it with getting out of your head and talk to your mates or call a mate, you know?
Call a mate. And, mate, it has just been like a hotline between us all, and it's you ring up and you go, how you going? And it's a stupid thing to say is, how you going? We're all fucked. Like, it's not. So we've now started saying is, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Because we don't know how to feel. I've never lost anyone that's that close to me. So, yeah, talk to your mates. Fucking hug them. Give them a kiss on the lips if you have to. It's, you don't know.
You don't know when your time's up.
And, mate, the women that we've got around us as well, like strong women like around you is something that you've got to have. Talk to them. Talk to anyone. Don't talk to a tree if you have to talk to a tree.
Don't bottle it up. That's what you're saying, isn't it? Just don't bottle this up.
Yeah, it makes me feel better when I talk about it. Yes, I'll tear up and you'll have those moments of emotion. But talking is the key, I think.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And Friday night would have been the start of that for you guys and the lads, sharing those few Milton mangoes on Friday evening.
Yep.
And like today's Saturday, so it's so fresh for you guys to go through this.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more to go yet, I reckon. So there's, just lean on someone.
Correct.
Even when we spoke about doing this, I said, yeah, I actually want to do it. I want to put it on air. I want to actually speak about it so it's there.
Yeah.
And speaking about it has helped me sort of get through the days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt there's going to be a few things that, you know, over the next years and years that's going to trigger this for you as well, whether it's the next bike ride you guys go on or what some of Phil's favourites. Did he have a favourite meal? Like you just said, favourite meal was his bangers and mash. What else did he have?
Was the Allen snakes. Always had a pack of Allen snakes on him. So
didn't mind a bit of red snake,
Red snake, green snake. So he always had a packet of those on him. Always a packet of zippy ties.
Yeah.
Always.
Is that to fix things or to also create a bit of havoc?
He was a serial pest with fucking zippy ties.
Tell us a few zip tie stories.
Oh, mate, you just go into your caravan after camping with him and go to get a cup of coffee and the coffee zippy tied. And just when you think you've got everything else, the coffee, the sugar, then the kettle zippy tied. There's something always had a zippy tying around him like it was,
And was there the decoy zippy tie where you'd do a zippy tie somewhere and then 3 hours later on the same product there was another zip tie?
Another zippy tie on it or on the tail shaft.
How good are zip ties? Like,
mate, if you can't fix it with zip ties or duct tape, it's not worth fixing, is it? Use more.
He
never used them in the – oh, no, I actually zippy tied his bike up once when we rode to the Cape.
Yeah.
And we were going through a heap of soft sand and stuff like that, and he just kept on coming off. And he was a better rider than me, and he said, fucking, I'm over this, fucking heating up, and I'm over this. Oh, fucking just tell me what I gotta do. I said, just hold the cunt fucking pin and sit on the back of it and just fucking go.
Was this through a bog hole or like soft sand? Or
just a soft sand section, mate. I actually can't remember exactly where we were, but it was just like a good probably 10 Ks of sort of decent sort of soft sand. And we're on GSs and, well, they were on two GSs and I was on a KTM 690. Mine was a bit lighter. Yeah, laden down with a bit of camping gear and shit like that.
Yeah.
So after we sort of picked him up for that time and said, fucking hold it flat, mate, sit on the back. So fucking off he went. By the time we geared up and got onto it, we're going, oh, he fucking can't catch this cunt. Like, he's fucking gone.
So those words of wisdom, what was that again? Just hold.
Fucking hold it flat and sit on the back.
Like, just hold it flat and send it.
Fucking send it. And he did, mate. Like, and we're fucking riding and I said, there's, obviously there's no dust because you're on sand and shit, so you can't sort of see him or anything. And because we had two ways on us at that stage, all wired up to the helmets and shit like that. And he goes, I'm off. I'm fucking off. I'm off. I'm off. So we sort of stepped it up a little bit more and fucking go, where the fuck did he turn off on this track somewhere? Because I can't fucking find this guy. He's fucking gone.
Yeah.
And as you're getting close, you're getting more clearer comms and shit like that. So, mate, he really did fucking just open this thing up and fucking sit on the back because it felt like a good 5 minutes before we found him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and he said he's just coming around the corner and he said he's looking at this big anthill. He said, don't hit the anthill. Don't hit the anthill.
Famous, yeah.
You're looking at it, you're going to hit it, definitely. Yeah, so we got the old zippy ties out and used them for what their purposes are and stitched his front guard and a few other bits of plastic back to it again. Yep. So, yeah, but just a mate, nature's gentleman.
Yes. Yeah.
But just a cheeky cunt.
Oh, fucking good on you, Phil. Well, I'm going to have another sip for Phil. That's going down well too. I don't even know how you pronounce that. The Kryn Helsinki's? It's something. Anyway, little hand grenades, 6%ers. Get around them.
Yeah, they look
good. Get on it. They taste good. Soda water and a bit of lemon, a bit of vodka.
Mate, healthy. You're eating a bit of fruit?
Fruit.
Alcohol, water.
Oh, definitely.
Stable diets, but yeah. So, what did you get up to this weekend, Steve?
This week. So, I guess since you've seen me last week, mate, I bought a car.
You brought a car. What'd you get?
I did. I bought a car. It's a second-hand car. I've been driving around in just the work ute for the last sort of couple of years. And my son, he's turned 16. He finally passed his learner's test, the online one. It took him a couple of goes at it.
Yeah.
And I've known about this for a while now. You know, like you think to yourself, right? I had the Mazda Bravo, and it's a single cab, and there's me and the two kids. And I guess when I'm driving, it's not too bad. I've got my daughter in the middle, but it's a bit tricky to change gears, right? So, Kai just getting his license, my son. As a parent, you don't want your kids driving. You know that you want them to be driving safely. And with the three of us in the car, in the single cab, it's a bit tricky to change gears. So I'm like, right, I've got to buy another car. So, you know, chasing cars like a dual cab, my top fives, I guess, the had-tos, you know. So it had to have four wheels, of course.
Yep.
It had to have a steering
wheel. Five-axis steering wheel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go. That's all one. You know, it had, of course, aircon, power steering, a bit of Bluetooth, a bit of bling, as in, like, it's got to look good, maybe a set of wheels, which this one does. You know, reversing camera, how fucking handy is a reversing camera these days?
You got to have them now.
I had an old Hilux 2012 model SR5, and it was like the last model of Hiluxes before the reversing camera come out in them. Or it might have just been an option. Don't quote me on that. And I was probably either too tight or too silly not to tick the box of reversing camera. And I always, you know, when I had that, I'm like, this is shit. You need a reversing camera to back up to the boat or the trailer or the horse float, whatever you're doing. So, you know, that was on the to-do, you know, had to have a reversing camera for sure. And of course, these days with, you know, your cruise control and your adaptive cruise control, how handy is that? The old Hilux had cruise control, but you would run up the back of a car if that car was slowing down or being slow or you're catching. So the old adaptive cruise control was a must, you know, which can be a hindrance sometimes because you're coming up to the back of a car and next minute, you realize you're doing fucking 80 and 100 zone. You're like, what's this pelican up to, you know? Yeah. Like, And you buzz around them. So anyway, end up buying a very nice looking Ranger Wild Tracks. So, you know, it's got, you know, as my kids are now saying, it's got heated front seats and, you know, they're all loving them, especially this time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The year we're just coming into, well, we're just exiting autumn in a couple of weeks and winter's only around the corner.
Mate, it's and it's getting cool quick.
It is.
It's cooling down real quick.
It's getting very cold. Yeah. So I actually was up at Warwick over the weekend as well. I took them, the new car for a bit of a spin. We loaded up the bike trailer and took the kids up to Gap Creek Moto Park up at Cunningham's Gap there. And yeah, so they got a good ride on the Saturday. A beautiful day up there. It was a bit cool in the morning, of course, but the sun, these winter days are just absolutely fantastic. You know, cool in the morning, whew, beautiful during the days. And then, of course, when the sun starts sinking,
I've only got one beef with Queensland winner.
What's that?
I've only got one beef with Queensland winner. How many jackets I lose?
Oh.
So you go to work with a jacket on by 9 o'clock. My old man always used to say to me, if you have got a jacket on by 9 o'clock, you should be sacked.
If it's
so
still on,
take it off and fucking leave it somewhere. So always losing jackets.
Yeah, right.
Winter.
They seem to grow. They've got arms, these jackets, but they seem to grow fucking legs. And they fucking just do the Haridini and bolt the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Bloody things. Fucking hell. Yeah, so that was my weekend. Work-wise during the week, just pumping out the work. You know, life is busy. Life is hectic. So it's good, you know, other than... and now it's Sunday and, you know, just having a crazy day for...
Yeah, back to work Monday.
It just rolls over again.
It does,
doesn't
mate. It just keeps on going and going.
Yep.
Not like the old days when you're fucking hanging out for Christmas and waiting and waiting and waiting.
Yeah.
And it took forever to get there, but now it's Christmas tomorrow.
And saying that, same with the school holidays. Like, don't they just seem to roll around like... Seriously, the kids go back to school every 10 weeks and then they have 2 weeks off during the year. Fuck me, it's like two on, two off. It feels like those 10 weeks when they're at school is 2 weeks. And next minute, they're on school holidays again. It's like when I was at school, I felt like school holidays never came around. Fucking hell. Like,
fucking drag out. The clock's actually going backwards. When you were at school, but you was fucking literally going backwards. You'd watch it and sit there and fucking reverse.
Yep.
Yeah.
100%.
But now it's in fast forward.
So other than that, mate, getting the new car. I tell you what, buying the new car was a bit of a process as well. Like, I did a bit of a shop around, went and had a look at other vehicles. There's certainly some tricky little masters out there when they try and put band-aids or, you know, cover up the little nasties underneath vehicles. And you've got to have a bit of an eye about yourself when you're buying second-hand, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you had any experience in second-hand market when you're buying anything?
Mate, nothing that sort of actually comes to mind, but it probably will fucking pop up. But nothing that jumps out at me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, one car that I looked at, it was a joke. Walking up to it, it looked pretty. It looked prettier than a friggin', a celebrity that's walked out of Hollywood that's just spent $100 million on their face. You know, the face, the actual... looking at it was like, wow, you know, that's good. But the old saying of looks good from far, but far from good. Yeah. Holy fuck. I got closer to it and I'm just like, oh, got my head underneath it and looking at some of the battle scars and you're just like, nah, too many red flags. You know, you can't ignore those red flags or those alarm bells when you're buying something.
Yeah. And the COVID prices are gone now too, haven't they?
Like, yeah, 100%.
Those days, now you can actually sit there, I'll give you $5,000 less than you're asking.
Yeah, the marketplace is certainly favouring the buyer.
Yeah.
The market is full. It's flooded of vehicles, of secondhand vehicles at the moment. So, and so the car yards, they're still selling all the new ones, you know, I'm guessing, because I went through one of the Toyota places and fucking nearly everything on the floor was sold.
Yep.
Obviously pre-sold, you know. But they're definitely...
And the scams on Marketplace. Like, you see anything that's fucking cheap there and you jump on it and it's all like, yeah, fucking give us your bank details and we'll give you our bank details and then you can deposit the money in because we've got a heap of people looking at it. And you're like, you can go get fucked.
Yes.
I'm bringing cash around.
Oh, yeah, the old cash. I'll tell you what, that's fucking starting to exit the building, isn't it?
I actually went to get a bit of cash out on the weekend and because I always knew it was like 10 grand, you get 10 grand out. In cash, you've got to not fill out forms, you've got to answer all these questions. And I went, fuck it, I'm just going to get 7 grand out, so I needed 14 out.
Oh, yep.
So I went, get 7 out, and I'm going to get another 7 out tomorrow, just so I don't have to answer your fucking stupid government questions, like fucking, what's this for, and what's that for, and blah, blah, blah. So she started asking these questions, said, isn't that only for when it gets to 10? So now they've reduced it to $1,000. You go pull a grand out of the bank, and they want to know what it's for.
Holy fuck. Only $1,000.
$1,000.
Oh,
if you pull it, fuck, they didn't ask any questions when you put it in there.
No.
But
no.
Yeah, so you know what I told them?
Tell me what you told them.
It's for cocaine and strippers. So you know what she told me?
What did she
say? She said, do you want the cocaine money in hundreds and the strippers in five? And she was an old duck too. So it was out at, shout out to the old duck at fucking Gatton fucking Commonwealth Bank for making me laugh because, she trumped Michael. So.
That's fucking gold. I tell you what, we need to write that one down.
Cocaine and strippers. But yeah. What are they going to say? It's like if you want a day off work, just tell them you've shit yourself, sir.
Yeah, what correct. Are what are they going to say?
Yeah, just fuck off.
Oh, that's gold, mate. Well, no, that was sort of my week, I guess. Like we just said, it's all just rolling around. The bloody footy's been... Have you watched... I suppose you haven't had any time to be watching any type of footy, but the Magic Round is on in Brizzy at the moment. And... watching a few games there over the weekend, and I guess this afternoon is the last couple of rounds. It's been pumping. That's something we probably should look at next year, or to go to a couple of footy games.
Yeah, and put get a bit of a tipping competition in because, mate, I am the world's worst fucking tipper.
Yeah?
Oh, fuck, mate. It's like I actually got my missus and my daughter to pick a couple of weeks ago. And they've got more than I've got all year round.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, it's why? Because they're just taking a stab in the dark, are they?
I don't know. It's just whether I just fucking suck. Like, yeah, I don't know what it is. But yeah. It's... old tipping is... I'm fucking ordinary at it.
So am I. I tell you what, we were together down the Gold Coast there a couple of weeks ago and we had a bit of a go. And that was pretty good.
We did.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, since then, fuck me, my betting and my tipping have gone downhill massively. I need to have a win, you know, the old saying?
Yeah.
Fuck, I need...
Just need one more win.
Just need to have that next winner. So, yeah, I've got a few tips on this afternoon. And we'll see how that pans out.
That was for the Alpha Bucks fight night. That was, mate, one of the best weekends I reckon I've fucking been to.
Yeah, Hunt. Yep.
For a fucking long time.
You had an absolute rock star of a weekend.
Oh, mate, it was just like the boys say, fucking sooting around the flats, just fucking, mate, enjoying myself.
Yep. Yeah. You're getting stuck into your work, weren't
that
you?
Was a fucking great weekend. Well done to them. Hats off to them.
Definitely. Yeah, the Alpha Bloke community is one to be proud to be a part of as well.
Absolutely.
Getting around the lads.
Can't wait for the next event.
Yeah, I definitely can't wait for them to step up. They're saying they've got some big things happening, and I cannot wait to find out what's... Yeah, 100%.
Bills on,
we'll be both there. Yeah. No, that's good. It's Sunday afternoon. So it's, I guess what we're going to get into now is a bit more of a chat with Phil about Phil. So what sort of bike was he on, mate?
Mate, GS1250. Loved his bikes, mate, and added, loved his riding. Just fucking, we would never know when we're coming back. Like, it was, you jump on the bikes and you might be going for 3-day ride. We'd back 7 days.
Yeah, how long has he had this bike for?
Oh, mate, that one was probably about 18 months old, that one. So,
yeah, right. Yeah, so yeah. She's a freshie.
Yeah, he had another one before that, another 1,200 before that. So
yep.
We sort of all upgrade around about the same times and shit like that.
How many Ks did he get on that one?
Oh, fuck, mate. Well, no, his last ride was like 7,500 Ks.
Oh, just on the last tour?
Just on the last ride.
Yeah, right.
Like before this one, so... yeah, it's, mate, these bikes, they're so comfortable and so capable and, like, doing dirt roads and beaten tracks. And it's not the people. Like, the people and the places that we've actually been to is, it's the people that make the places, I reckon.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so some of the places, and we would literally be riding somewhere and fucking, and 3 hours away from where we're riding to.
Yeah, and when you get there, it's more of how you're saying the people that you're meeting, or whether it's at a pub, whether they're cooking you the meals.
So we might get to a pub at lunchtime and meet a couple of blokes on bikes and shit like that, and start talking to them. They said, "Oh, we can get you accommodation here because we know the people that fucking I'm gonna fuck the name of this up is Anonymity."
Yeah.
You know, fucking up in the snowy mountains. I fucking always call it.
Have another crack at it?
Anonymity.
Oh, I'll tell you what, we're going to get roasted for that, aren't we?
Fucking mate, absolutely. And I deserve it, mate. I'll fucking. But yeah, it was the Snow Goose Hotel. So they organised this accommodation, everything there. And then we're riding along towards Cooma and seen some windmills, the big bloody.
Oh, yeah.
So we start riding up along that, and next minute we're at Dalgetty, met up with some other riders that knew a mutual friend of ours from bloody Noosa.
Yep.
And end up staying at bloody Jindabyne, and every year that we do our rides and shit, always ended up at Jindabyne at the Banjo Patterson Inn. Oh. And mate, it's a fucking big night there.
And I'll tell you what, I've been to that Banjo Patterson Inn. I've stayed there a few times, actually, upstairs in a couple of rooms. We used to go down snowboarding and a few of the lads and stay at the Banjo. I'll tell you what, you'd go out snowboarding all day and come back to a epic nightlife, nightclub sort of party, and that fucking place never shut.
Yeah.
Fuck, you'd
so many bars and restaurants. Actually, that's the only time that Phil has ever actually ordered something different than bangers and mash. It was a duck on the menu, and he fucking apparently loves duck better than the sausage. So
obviously a local Jindabyne duck?
Oh, mate, I didn't ask where it come from, so yeah, I'm not too sure with that.
I think they have those white swans maybe down on the Jindabyne Lake. Yeah, hopefully it wasn't one of them.
Probably a fucking tip turkey. Raiding bins and sinking tins.
Oh, so making memories, you know, that's, I guess, you know, looking on life, it's all about getting out there and making memories, isn't it? Because you just don't know what's around the next corner.
Yeah, can't wrap yourself up in cotton wool. Yeah, lots of decisions where to fucking ride again, not to do it again. I think he'd be fucking more upset at us if we actually did that. And yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's one of those things you just, it's like the old saying, you got to get back on the bike or get back on the horse. I don't, you know, with time, of course, with you and your mates.
Yeah, well, I think the thing that bothers me the most about doing it again is my family.
Yep.
It's not me. It's my family.
It's
that's the thing that probably, but they know, like, that's what I love. I love jumping on a bike.
And going.
I'm not giving it up.
And like sometimes not even knowing where you're going to be heading out the front gate.
The people that you meet.
Yeah.
Mate, half these people I've never met if I'd never jumped on a bike
and
go and talk or.
Well, I've got a little quote I want to play, mate. That might hit home. Here we go.
I mean, you can believe in an afterlife if that makes you feel better. Doesn't mean it's true. But once you realise you're not going to be around forever, I think that's what makes life so magical. One day you'll eat your last meal, smell your last flower, hug your friend for the very last time. You might not know it's the last time. So that's why you should do everything you love. With passion.
Kind of hits it, doesn't it, mate? Yeah.
Yeah, it does. That really hits home. Like, it does, mate. Walk up, just fucking give your mate a kiss. Fucking hug him. Yep. Slap him on the ass. Tell him you love him.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's great to get out with the lads, especially if you do have a lads or a bit of a male or men's group where you go bike riding, you might do fishing, you might do snorkeling, who knows? But whatever group or community you're around with Barney, it's definitely bike riding and myself. To getting out and enjoying mateship and having a blast, because we only have one life, don't we? So
Making memories.
Yeah. And making memories.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
On the count. You know, we do that with our families a hell of a lot. We put our families first, but you can't forget about yourself at the same time. So, definitely getting out there and having fun with the lads is a must.
Yep. And I think it's a bunch of blokes that'll probably only make us tighter. You know, there's a lot of healing to do from here.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Righto. So, mate, I've got a couple of things I wanted to cover as well. So one of the things was this week I had a couple of dramas eating, funnily enough.
You?
Yeah, I know, right? Like, I don't mind a bit of an eat or a chew. And sometimes, mate, things get stuck in places. So
I hope we're talking about the right ends here, like nothing getting stuck. Like you're not trying to top shelf at A, is
there? Yeah, no. Well, so I'll turn your time back a bit. So what happened this week was, twice it's happened. I've had a good old chew on a dirty old bachelor's handbag, like the old, what is it, the old hot chook.
Yeah.
And when you get them, when you buy a hot chook, right, they are so yummy. And the first things that go are the wingies. Like, you got to have them while they're still hot and warm so that the meat just comes off them, right? So the way I get into hot chook is wings off, smash them. You know?
Yeah, I'm looking at you like you're a bit queer, mate. I'm going straight for the legs.
Yeah, no, that's step two is the legs, right? So I do the wing because there's not much on the wings. Like, there's bugger all. But if you let them, if you put it in the fridge, it's hard chewing the next day. So the wingies off, get straight into it, kind of suck the meat off. It's like a chicken lollipop.
Yeah.
Suck it off. But then I agree, definitely straight into the back end and straight into a drumstick. Not the back end like you're thinking there. You nearly spat your fucking drink all over the mic.
What have you been doing to them chickens? I'm not fucking sharing a bachelor's handbag with you ever.
No, so when you're having a dual old chew, and you know, part of the leg, when you tear it off a dirty old hot chook, it's got some really moist chicken about it. Like, it's, there's some really good tender, moist, and it tastes and chews up so good, right?
Yep.
But then when you get closer to the actual drumstick part, that meat gets a bit gamier, a bit drier.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's, that meat's done a hard work. You know, it's however old that chook is 6-8 weeks or whatever they are when they, you know, farmed. They get that meat and it becomes probably a little bit, you know, gamier, a little bit, So anyway, I'm having a good old chew on that part of the bone, I guess, you know, getting a bit off.
And having a chew on a bone. And this is going fucking south.
I'll tell you what, maybe I don't chew my food enough, but when I swallow, geez, we shouldn't cut that up. We don't need to be cutting that up.
You boys being queer.
Fucking hell. So anyway, I don't know what happens, but sometimes it just fucking, when I swallow, fuck, it sounds terrible when I say that. When I swallow chicken and it goes down, it gets to my like esophagus part, fucking next minute the handbrake comes on and I dead set reckon it does a fucking handbrakey and kicks to the right and fucking jams up in my esophagus.
Yeah.
Instant fucking pain in my esophagus. Like, it's just, my esophagus wants to jump out of my chest and just go, fuck, get that thing out of me. Whatever's in there, get the fuck out of me. So there's two ways it can go, right? It's either going to rip the handbrake off and head south and the way it fucking should do because I've just chewed the fuck out of it and it's got to get to the tummy, right? The other way is fucking, it does a 180, well, now heads back north and comes back out, you know, through the through the way it came in, I guess.
Burp it up.
Mm. And twice this week, I've had to fucking regurgitate fucking chicken back up. Sometimes I'll get like this, and it happened today, right? So I've got strawberry milk in the fridge. I'm a bit of a fucking whore for a strawberry milk. Don't fucking judge me, but I don't mind a bit of fucking strawberry milk. So I had a swig of the old strawberry milk to try and punch it down fucking as well. And anyway, that strawberry milk fucking sat on top of this handbrake fucking bit of chicken in the esophagus and it just pulled up.
Yeah.
I could feel the pain just escalating. Next minute, me mouth is just getting like, you know, when you've had a fucking big night on the piss, right? Massive night. And you've got the horrors the next day, and maybe the room's spinning, but you know when you're gonna spew, you get that fucking saliva in your mouth and that warmness in your mouth. Yeah. You're like, fuck, I'm gonna have a hurly.
This is gonna fucking come up. Yeah.
Anyway, yep. Twice this week, fucking.
Fucking just gone.
Get it up.
Do you ever get any at your nose?
No. I do try and control it, I guess.
Yeah.
And it does come up.
No, you're not spewing hard enough until it comes out your nose and shit like that. Yeah. Passing a full drumstick out there.
Oh, so have you got experience with vomiting out your nostrils?
Mate, I hate vomiting. I'm a fucking projectile vomiter, so I actually hate vomiting full stop. So I try my fucking hardest not to vomit.
Even if you've had a fucking curly one? Like, I'm talking one, yeah. Like, so you've had fucking...
I'm holding this in. And there's one story down at Forbes that I went back to visit my it was for my uncle's funeral, actually. So I went back down there to see them and went out with the cousins for the first time because they'd just become of age. And so I went and tracked around. Every time I go back to Forbes, I feel like I'm 18 again and just get right on. I was drinking rum and Cokes at this stage.
Oh, a bit of the old DV.
The old DV, mate. And come back and I was laying in bed. And sitting there going, doing the old big sweaty fucking things. And deep breaths. And then left it way too late because I hate vomiting and don't want to vomit. way too late. So I fucking jumped out of bed, fucking went through the door. Who locks their fucking front door anyway? Like, I fucking went to go at my dead uncle's fucking house, like at his front door. The door's fucking locked.
Oh, no.
So I fucking ran down the fucking hallway, and which I thought was the fucking toilet on the left. It was another bedroom, and I've thrown up through fucking lace curtains with Bundaberg rum and Coke.
So you're saying white lace curtains?
White lace curtains with you fucking have Chico just roll.
Peppered it.
Yeah, with Chico roll mixed with DVs.
Oh, that's like, a DV fuck, lace
so
curtain.
You got the carrots, you got the fucking cabbage, and yeah, the whole lot. So they then. Then kicked me out. I slept in the hammock for the rest of the night out in the backyard, and Courtney's boyfriend at the time, bloody hosed the house out with a hose.
And it the curtains?
Was that much, mate. Did they, I don't know where they fucking went, but they would
fucking
not
burnt them.
Fucking let me live that down, eh? Every fucking time I go back, I don't spill me curtains.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what, so no, nothing come up through your nostrils either then?
Oh, those days. Fucking 100% it would have come. Yeah. I am that projectile-y. Like, fucking, mate, I could paint a picture.
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah. Pro hard it.
Oh. Do you ever fucking get the fucking the two-way? Do you ever get the two-way?
Fucking story about this.
Well, I'll tell you what. The two-way, when I'm fucking, like, had 3 days in, you know, fucking 3 days in, and I'm talking about like when I'm having Fraser Island with the lads and we might be up there for a week. Day three comes and you had a bender and you're 3 days in, you've been eating fish and, you know, breakfast is all about bacon, eggs and snags and onions and, you know, you name it. So you're eating all the greasy stuff as well. But day three comes along, day four, day five, every day is the same. Once you get like fucked up and you're about to vomit, the two-way comes in. So I will vomit and shit the same time. It will be happening both ends, two ways. And I've got to be prepared for this because, you know, I can vomit and, you know, next minute I can feel the old 50-20s, 50-20s coming out the fucking rectum. I'm like, oh, I better go sit down.
So you to jump up, just quickly change positions, so
I have done that. If I'm asleep, like let's just say I'm asleep in the bed and it's like 3 a.m. or something and I've gotten up, I've got to fucking spew. I'll go spew, you know. But then I'm like, oh, fuck, I've got to shit. Then I'll just spin around and just dump a load as well.
Yeah.
But it can actually happen simultaneously. At the same time, which you've got to be kind of prepared for. And that may be day five, day six, but it fucking happens.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. And if it does, if you're saying it's not, you're fucking lying.
You're a liar.
Fucking liar.
So mine was a mate's 40th birthday party, Vicky. Shout out to Vicky.
Hey, Biggie.
So we had a party that you had to spend $7.50. This is a while ago, by the way. $7.50 at St. Vinny's and pin that receipt to the uniform that you wore bad taste.
Oh.
So I had a fucking short sleeve safari suit for $7.50.
Nice.
And we drank all night and it was camping, so we were in a tent. So I've woken up in the morning in the tent. Like sitting there waiting way too long to vomit and went fucking sweating beads. Like my forehead just fucking sweats up just before it. Like just, and so I'm fighting with the fucking zip on this fucking tent. So I fucking got the head out and I'm sitting there. The missus, and she's still with me. She's still in the tent and I'm sitting there fucking vomiting. I fucking shit myself. In the fucking tent.
Oh, you dirty fuck.
Oh, I'm a dirty cunt.
You dirty fuck.
Oh, yeah, no. So I actually shit myself and, yeah, she was still in the tent. So, yeah, I don't know which way she got out then, but, yeah, I reckon I would have cut off.
Yeah, right. So they reckon you've never been drunk unless you shit yourself. So that's – you've been drunk once or you've been drunk many times?
Many times.
He's been drunk.
Many times.
I tell you what, I'm actually – maybe – I haven't been drunk then because I seem to feel that urge and I go and deal with it. I've never shit myself while I'm drunk.
No, it's a bit of a problem to mine.
Yeah. God. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has happened many times and it probably will happen again.
I reckon
again.
A good five times that I could probably count.
Yep.
The rest of them don't count. So it was just a bit of a wet one. But, yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Okay, now, talking about that sponsor today, or the actual brought to you today, this shitty subjects we're talking about, I'm going to get straight on the Malibu and passion fruit flavor. So here we go. Oh, that's a nice draw, hopefully. Well, fuck me sideways. I might have to get a carton of them fuckers.
It goes all right.
Yeah, I tell you what. Yeah, that goes all right.
Malibu and passion fruit.
What, Malibu passion fruit flavor? That's a fucking good drop.
Oh, there's a fucking... How many fucking different types of drink now, alcoholic drinks,
yep,
at the bottle shop?
At the big liquor? At the big red liquor?
Any of them.
You go in there and the old RTD, ready to drink.
R2D
too? RTD on top of the fucking fridges. There's, I think, about six of the fuckers, maybe even more, of just that, ready to drink fucking cans. And
yep.
And they're all, you know, your vodkas, your Malibus, your fucking, your gins.
Yep.
I've actually gotten into a few gins.
I don't mind a gin.
Goes all right. What flavour? Like a pink gin?
Oh, actually, one's with cucumber. Any gin with a cucumber.
Yeah, right. Yeah, tell me more.
Fucking hungover the few of them fuckers too. So, yeah. I don't know. Just a bit of veggie. I like a bit of bloody full veggie. It's a veggie, yeah? Cucumber?
Well, it is.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just nice.
You know,
drink way too many of them though. If I'd stopped at like three or four dozen, mm-hmm. I would have been good. But yeah.
Do you eat cucumber?
I do.
I tell you what, fuck, I hate the thing.
Heartburn.
I fucking
do you get heartburn from it?
No, I just hate the taste.
Why?
It's a fucking obnoxious. Yes, I said obnoxious.
Obnoxious.
It's obnoxious weed.
Cucumber.
It should have been fucking classified as a fucking weed. Can't do it.
Brussels sprouts are a fucking noxious weed.
There you go.
Cucumber are good. I've got to have cucumber on my fucking squash. Sandwiches.
Fucking dirty old
squash. Oh, that was a fucking filler and choco.
What the choco. Fuck? What? Whoever thought that squash was.
Okay, dude.
Anything okay?
You can fuck off.
You can go and get fucked.
Eat a big bag of dicks. Jumbo size. Fucking squash and chocos.
Yeah.
Chocos.
What the fuck is it?
Chocos used to grow in the fucking outdoor shit houses.
Yeah.
When I grew up, so yeah, the old choco vines.
Grapefruit?
Oh, fuck off. Yeah, nah.
Don't do it.
I'm not eating grapefruit.
No, fucking sour.
Yeah, fucking nah, fuck that. Life's too short to be eating fucking shit you don't like. Fucking get into some goodness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So cucumber, what about zucchini? Is that the
love
is,
zucchini?
Is that a brother or a sister or a cousin to cucumber?
Same shape.
Same shape. Because zucchini, fucking love a good old zucchini in a quiche. Oh.
Sorry?
In a quiche. Yes, I said quiche. Is that something I shouldn't have?
Oh, fuck, I've got to go. Sorry, this podcast has ended. I cannot be friends with Steve anymore. Not a fucking real man out there.
Really?
Fucking eats quiche. That's fucking nut.
Is that... Is
nut.
That...
I, that nut. Nah, that's fucking... We're done. See, like, just press fucking pause on that. We're done.
Quiche is off the fucking list then when
yeah,
we go...
Yeah, nah, real men don't eat quiche. There's actually a fucking saying for that.
You know it's just egg, right? You know it's just fucking egg.
Nah, doesn't matter.
Okay, we're going to cross fucking quiche off the fucking shopping list.
Yeah, don't bring a quiche to my next barbecue, please, Steve.
What about when you're 80 and you've got no teeth and you can't chew on a fucking T-bone anymore? Can I bring around a quiche?
No, mate. I'll have some egg and probably a bit of spinach and, yep, and stuff like that just separately. You just can't eat it together.
Just not together.
Yeah, no.
Fuck off with your quiche. Fuck you off. Get yeah, that quiche and get yeah, back in your truck yeah, and fuck yeah, off.
Fuck off. Fuck off. I'll get another can.
Yeah, mate. You know, actually, we might go for a piss and we'll be back.
Yep.
Oh, that was a decent piss, mate.
Fuck yes, I needed that.
Yep, what do you got for us?
Mate, I'm having a another CC soda and lime.
Really? Yep. And how does it sound?
It sounds like this.
Oh. Fucking hell, that came through sounding fucking amazing.
Yeah, it is.
That's good. Goes down well. Wets the whistle. Mm-hmm. Yep. Bloody cheerio to that. So, mate, we just remember having that piss. I was just about to bring that up. Just remember having that piss stop.
Sorry, that was, very bubbly, that one.
Yep. Well, that's a good, great segue into the next topic is about burping. How do you burp? Do you have a technique?
Just loud and bring it out, like loud and proud, mainly.
Yeah, and yeah. Is there anything annoying about it for other people around you? Like, do anyone complain about your burps?
I actually don't care. Like, that's a beauty, sort of getting to 50 and sort of, you're not grumpy anymore either. It's just you don't care.
Yeah, right.
You don't care.
So my burps, I feel like if I try and burp normal or suppress it, it gives me indigestion afterwards. So I've got to, you know, it's funny, like your nickname's Barney. But you know Barney off The Simpsons? And you know how he burps when he's sitting at the bar?
Big lip vibrator.
And then it's got the big, afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, I run that.
You run the big burper.
Because it helps me clear or get the fucking whatever is sitting in my stomach or whatever, wherever it comes from, you know, like you burp and then just get the big, the big release afterwards, and it just I feel fantastic about it.
Yeah, yeah. I think if there's any doctors in that listening, if you can reach out to Stiffy, because I think we've got to get him checked. His esophagus is fucked.
Yeah, it's probably a bit going on in there. You know,
mate, we might have to get in there and stretch it.
It's a bit going
stretch
on.
It a bit.
I'll tell you what, if the listeners are just, you know, get on the old on the blower.
Yeah,
send us a voice email to the email address in the bio. Of your burps. Like, I would love to hear people's burps. Because I reckon we'd get a fucking classic.
You're going to get thousands.
So, lads, fucking get on your phone. Everyone's got a phone. Everyone can voice record a message. So how about you jump on your phone, do the best burp you can, and send it to our email address that's in our bio.
Yeah.
I'm saying that because we don't have an email address yet. This is only our second show. So, but when this comes out, there will be a fucking, well, it's the no-name podcast at the moment.
Podcast.
We've got a few ideas, but we're sort of running with this at the moment. But I reckon we're going to get sent some fucking riffing burps.
100%.
Don't you reckon?
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
No farts yet.
No, we'll keep the back door maybe later, but definitely burps.
Yep.
I reckon we'll get some great burps coming up. And you know what? Maybe
You can save some.
Maybe I should do a sample.
Yep.
so that when we do
can you beat Steve's burp?
Maybe
can you burp the alphabet?
No, I can't. I can't even say like me. Maybe I could, but I just don't do it. I just do the whole. But anyway, maybe I should do a sample.
Yeah.
And then we could have a king of the burp, the champion burper.
The burper.
And we're not talking about exercise like burpees. We're talking about fucking proper hardcore man burps.
So you're still doing the gym, like speaking of burpees?
Yeah, fucking yeah. So last week was 3 days or yep. 3 mornings, I should say, cracking it in. This week, I'd love to say I'm going to do 5. I will guarantee 3, but I do love a sleep in. But I might do 5 actually because the next couple of weeks, we've only got a couple of weeks before we head out to the desert.
Fuck yeah, that you'd have to be getting excited about that.
Yeah, so lads, the desert is the biggest desert race in Australia. So it's the Finke Desert Race held in Alice Springs every year. And it's literally 3 weeks away. So it's not far at all. It's going to go really quick. So, even though the fitness level's quite good, I definitely enjoy a good old gym session. Now, when I say gym session, I don't punch weights.
Yeah.
I get into the local F45. Shout out to the Jim Boomba F45. Crystal, Vicky, Pip, forgetting someone.
Excuse me, but what is an F45? Like, is it just a gym or is it like CrossFit or?
It's a high intensity workout for 45 minutes.
So more like cardio on that?
Depends. So there are cardio sessions and there are weight sessions. Monday mornings is like a hybrid session where you've got a bit of both. Then like Tuesday will be a weights, like just actual weight session. Wednesday will be a cardio, which is a killer. Vicky loves to drill me about that and absolutely tear me a new asshole, which is good. I feel great afterwards. Thanks, Vicky. Shout out to you. And then Thursday is another weight sessions. It can be split in two groups. You've got an upper area for upper strength, and then you've got lower for if you want to do leg work. And then Friday, again, it's more of a hybrid. It's a combination of both, and there's targets that you need to reach. So it's forever changing. F45, lads, if you want to do anything about your physical fitness, you know, I don't mind having a beer every now and then, but if you're struggling with some weight or if you've tried a lot of diets, and it doesn't seem to work, tell you what, get on the F45 freight train. It's absolutely changed my life.
And it's all group. It's not just you go in there and do your own shit. It's all 100%. Done group.
And we're all
I think
doing
that helps. Though. Like it, if you're doing something with someone else, you're trying to fucking beat that bloke fucking doing this or beat that bloke doing that.
I used to have another gym membership and I'd go in there and try to do my own thing. And it just wasn't getting results because I wasn't getting pushed, I guess.
Yeah.
This group, high intensity group training where you're doing the same activities, you're simply doing an activity for a certain time limit and then you move to the next station and then the next station, it just keeps going. And it's just, and I tell you what, the tune, I go to a 5:30 a.m. class and the music is turned fucking right up. It's like in a nightclub and I shit you not, it's just pumping. So it gets you buzzing, it gets you in there. It gets you feeling fantastic, and then you come out like once it's, and it's done like that. 45 minutes isn't long,
no.
But you come out sweating, your heart rate's up, you're doing everything. I fucking got a good story about this. I'll tell you what, my second week, this is going back last year. My second week, I jumped on the exercise bike. It was only like 5 minutes into the 45-minute session, and pedaling my ass off, just going hard, just, you know, trying to impress the blokes and the lads I was with at the time. I was just like, all right, we're going to have a bit of a competition and going to smash you with distance. Well, I'll tell you what, I got the first session of, I was thinking it was 45 seconds on, 15 seconds off, 45 seconds on, 15 seconds off. And it was turned right up and you just stand up. You're not even sitting down. You're standing up. You are absolutely punishing those pedals. And did the first 45 seconds, had a 15-second break, and I was fucked already. Like, seriously, I was fucked. And this was only 5 minutes into the whole session. And then I remember getting on and going hard again for the next session. And then just my mate Ryder that I go with, JR, he looked over and I was chin deep into the freaking handlebars and legs and arms all limp and fucking shaking because I passed out on the fucking bike. full passed out on the fucking exercise bike.
Just
five
went
minutes.
Too hard.
Oh, well, yeah, unfit too. Yeah. Unfit. Yeah. And went too hard for, you know, for the fitness level that I was at. And well, let's just say I sat the rest of that session out. But, yeah, getting back to if you know, for fitness-wise, I'll tell you what, it has changed my life. It has, got me shredding the kilos. It's got the cardio back and feeling fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And it starts my day off the right way.
Yeah.
You know, going there at 5:30 in the morning, then getting home and then having a quick shower and then heading into work. For me and for my time, my times and what happens through the week.
Yeah.
The 5:30 a.m. class is just bang on for me. And that way, because I used to try and do gym after work. And
I can't do it.
I just didn't have the fucking motivation. My motivation was never there. I was like, I'm on my feet all day. I'm standing. By the time I get to 5 o'clock, 5:30, I'm done. Yeah. I just want to go home and deal with, you know, the responsible things a parent has to deal with and fucking have a bit of a veg.
Yeah.
You know? So the a.m. hours for me for, you know, having a workout, it's a couple of things. Gets me up and going for the day. It starts my day off the right way and I'm feeling fucking amazing. And only after a period of like 6 weeks to 8 weeks of the initial start that I did, started seeing some really good, fantastic results with it and now feeling just amazing and kind of not addicted to it, but I definitely feel like I need it in my life.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of my release, I guess, from my head noise, my static noise that I've got going on. As well as there's two other mates of mine, two other lads that go along with me in those 5:30 a.m. sessions. One is JR, Justin, who I race with, and another lad, Aaron, who comes along and he pushes me hard as well. So he gets a bit of a release from his sessions and, you know, it's all about getting around and you know, for us, I guess, getting in there and just fucking getting into it and just giving it all you got. So when you leave there, you are feeling like you've just been fucking...
Yeah, we'll have to see if we can get Justin on, have a bit of a yarn.
Yeah, I'll actually...
Being the driver of the team.
Yes, he is the driver. And I'll tell you what, we might get him on for the next episode because he does leave to go out to the desert in a couple of weeks.
You're flying out then?
Yeah, he'll drive out the weekend before, which is in 2 weeks' time. So next weekend, I think, is his only weekend that he's got available before he drives out.
We should do that before you go anyway.
We might do it next weekend.
It'd be good to do a before and after, actually, a bit of a recap.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Wouldn't mind getting him on and telling our listeners all about Justin and
just his preparation from sort of being the owner of the
team. And, yeah, definitely. And, owner of the car. Yeah,
what he's
definitely.
Got to do and how he keeps you blokes in control and
tries to anyway.
Pumps you up and
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
He's a wild one. He's good. He's good value. So no, that's good. The F45. I tell you what, lads, if you want to get some motivation back into you and if you're feeling like, you know, you've tried a few things and nothing's working, give it a crack. They actually do a 2-week trial I'm not going to say for free because nothing's never for free, but the one I did was like $14 for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Where
just enough to get you addicted.
Just enough to get you
get them
a trial.
Them dolphins.
Yeah, and get into it. And it might not be for you, but I tell you what, it's worked for me, and I'm definitely going to be an advocate for you know, if it's worked for me, then it could work for anyone.
Yeah,
definitely,
mate. I'm going to call it quits.
Yeah, well, we've had a good
day. It's a bit late in the afternoon. I'm going to go over and see the fam. And
definitely, mate. I'll tell you what, this last drink that I'm going to crack is for Phil.
Cheers, mate.
Send it out to Phil, mate. He's riding away into the sunset as we speak.
Cheers, buddy.
And
it was great to have a bit of a talk and, yeah. Yeah.
Bit of a laugh.
A laugh, mate. Yep. And, mate, there's going to be many, many more laughs, many more tears.
Definitely, I think you're going to go through the next week of a rollercoaster ride of emotions. So, mate, I'm here for you. If you need a phone call, give me a call. Yeah,
talk
anytime.
To your mates, hug your mates.
Talk to your mates. Get out of your head and talk to your family, talk to your mates. That's what it's all about. So, on that note, mates, let's check out. We're done.
Done.
We'll see you all next week. Cheerio.
See you, mate.